The senior U.S. commander in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, today expressed disappointment with some U.S.-trained Iraqi security forces during the recent upsurge in violence. General Abizaid said the U.S. will make changes in the training and vetting of Iraqi soldiers and police. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from the Pentagon.
Since the start of the U.S.-led occupation, the Pentagon has seen the creation of a viable Iraqi security force as central to stabilizing the country. But in recent days, long-held concerns became even more pronounced. A newly created Iraqi army unit, backed by American special forces, refused to join the fighting in Fallujah. In addition, an unknown number of American-trained Iraqi police defected to the militia, led by radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, raising more questions about the hastily trained police force. Speaking from Baghdad today, General John Abizaid said the military is taking a hard look at the performance of some of the Iraqi police and soldiers, which he called a great disappointment.
Some of it has to do with leadership, some of it has to do with vetting, some of it has to do with training, but most of it has to do with time and confidence, which is what we're going to have to work on the most.
According to Abizaid, unspecified improvements in training and equipment are in the works. The general insisted only a small percentage of the Iraqi forces are problematic. Vital to boosting their effectiveness, he said, is the forthcoming creation of an Iraqi chain of command for all the security forces.
I think we all need to understand that the solution to Iraq's security problems does not lay with the United States Armed Forces. It's with the Iraqis themselves. And it's just so important to be patient, to be very, very innovative about the way that we build these institutions, and to ultimately know that they must be led by Iraqis.
Key appointments to an Iraqi field command and an Iraqi joint military staff, General Abizaid said, are coming soon. But some analysts say the problem runs far deeper than top U.S. commanders admit. Kenneth Pollack is with the Brookings Institution. He calls the U.S.-trained forces absolutely hollow.
Not been properly vetted, they have not been properly trained, they have not been properly equipped. They should not have been put out in the streets in this manner.
Pollack called for the retraining of Iraqi security forces. Meantime, Army Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the head of U.S. forces in Iraq, said the American military is continuing to retake areas seized by Shiite militiamen loyal to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
The mission of the U.S. forces is to kill or capture Muqtada al-Sadr. That's our mission.
The Associated Press reports that Sadr's militia forces late Monday withdrew from police and government buildings they'd recently taken over in three southern cities. Meantime, General Abizaid said he's asked the Pentagon for two more U.S. combat brigades for Iraq. He's already delayed the home return date of the 1st Armored Division. It's not clear if those additional troops will be from that division or from other U.S. forces. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, the Pentagon.